Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Good morning, sunshine. Welcome to another day of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Yesterday, we started talking about the concept of parlor games, where I got a little confused and I basically just meant any game you could play for free with your friends. And after painstakingly editing and uploading it to perfection, I remembered another classic game. So instead of leaving you hanging, I decided why not just include it in this one. And this is one of those games that my mom and I played on almost every kids' menu I've ever seen in my whole life. But basically, anytime there were drawing utensils and paper around, my mom and I were playing this particular game. And though I don't know if it has an official name, I do know there are similar ones that I will be including in this episode. But I gotta start with the classic, the one my mom introduced me to when I was a child, and that is Complete the Picture. Basically, one person in the party draws a letter or a squiggle or a shape, and they pass it to the other person in the party to make something different out of that shape. And of course, if you get bored easily waiting for the other person to draw, they can give you a squiggle and you can both draw at the same time. And this style of game has stuck with me for my whole life for a reason. One, it gets me thinking more creatively, it helps me to take in the world around me with a new perspective and a more critical eye. Two, it's community-based, I love to include my friends in what I'm doing. And three, it takes a ton of pressure off of myself for being a perfectionist, especially when it comes to drawing and art and doodling. It's a very joyful and fun game that prioritizes creativity and fun and not good art. And for that, I am a huge fan. My friend and I recently did a variation on this game. I brought literal watercolors and paper to a bar and set a timer for 10 minutes where we talked and painted independently before trading the paintings and adding to the other person's painting and continuing to do so until we got tired of it. Though this style definitely put more pressure on me creatively because I was adding to something my friend did who was pretty artistic and good at it, on the other hand, it took so much pressure on my creative block off. If I felt stuck on a painting, we would trade and it would come back different and I would get re-inspired. And all of this leads me to one of my favorite of all time, very basic, very affordable, and community-based art game called Exquisite Corpse. According to the museumofmodernart.org, is one where each participant takes turns writing or drawing on a sheet of paper, folding it to conceal that contribution, and passing it to another player for further contribution. It became popularized in artistic circles during the 1920s, when it was adopted as a technique by artists of the Surrealist movement to generate collaborative compositions. But my personal first experience with it was in a Highlights magazine. This one is super fun to play, especially with kids, because it always ends in a laugh. But what I typically do is fold a piece of paper into three equal sections. In the top section, I write the word head real small. In the middle section, I write the word body real small. And in the bottom section, I write the word legs real small. And then we fold it up and each take a section to complete without seeing what the other person has done. And as you can probably guess, the resulting image is one of confusion and often mismatched imagery. But in my perspective, the joy of these games really come from the exploration, the experimentation, and ideally the shedding of our lack of confidence when it comes to committing. It reminds us that we're not only allowed to be inventive, but things are more fun when we are. Plus, it's a hilarious game that takes the pressure off, the competition away, and reminds us that the joy of creation is also important and often more precious than the finished piece. If you have personally never done interactive art with someone else, especially in a silly context like this, I highly recommend it. Even if you're just hanging out waiting for your food to come, the joy of it is you can play it on the back of a scrap receipt. You don't need much at all to get started, including, but not limited to, inspiration, because the whole point of the game is about the discovery. It opens possibilities that you didn't even realize were there, and by doing so, it reminds us that those possibilities are around us floating all the time, and sometimes we just need a little creativity, or maybe a friend, to help us find it. Because in my honest opinion, anything that prioritizes collaboration over hyper-individualism is the number one way to get me out of my head and out of the critiquing mode that I often have. I don't know if it's just me, but I am able to look at my friend's stuff as beautiful art, whereas anything and everything I've ever created is garbage. And despite knowing damn well that is a delusional and frankly untrue belief, it can be really hard to get out of that trap of belief because I'm not the most artistic person. Even though I love to doodle, I'm not the best artist. Yet sometimes a very poorly drawn sun in the sky, shining over a businessman with a bird body and octopus tentacles as legs, is exactly what you needed to get out of your creative rut. The point of today is to remind us to look for a little collaboration, not put so much pressure on our creative endeavors, and remember that sometimes the creation part is the artistic piece that we were looking for. So if this inspired you to doodle, I'm not putting any pressure on you, but I'd love to see that shit. Tag me at mydbpodcast on Instagram, or you can send it to me directly at mydbpodcast@gmail.com. I know it sounds like a random call to action, but I genuinely do want to see your doodles. I'm not joking. That did sound oddly threatening, and I'm sorry, but I love you very much. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed. Bye, beautiful.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.